They see that Sarita Gedida Achasi. He says that a Sarita, what it says, Lois is going to do, that's called the Gedida. That's the making a scratch inside your body. And a Sarita, it's the same thing. So therefore, you learn out one from the other. Uksiv Hosma says over there, Lameis. So you learn that, that a Sarita is only Chayav on a Meis from the word of Lois is going to do. It says by Lois is going to do, Alameis. So from Gedida, I know the Torah only means Alameis. So when it says here, Allah Yisra tu, so what is it? What does it mean over here? It means that Shechayiv, I'll call, it says the word B'nefesh here, it means Shechayiv, each mace. If you make one Sarita for five Mesim, you're over five lots. But it says, it is a machlokes of Sarita and Gedida is Chad. Because it says there are two separate lots. There's one lot Lois is going to do, that's called the Gedida, and there's a lot of La Yisra tu, do not make a scratch. So far, J.C. holds, it's the same thing. Now, Omar Shmuel, HaMesaret Bekri Chayiv. If you make a Sarita with a knife, you're Chayiv. In other words, he also holds that Sarita and Gedida is the same thing. Otherwise, you could learn that Gedida means with a knife, and Sarita means with your hand. You scratch yourself, that's called the Sarita. Sarita means with your nails, you scratch yourself. And Gedida means with a knife. But Shmuel says, no, HaMesaret Bekri Chayiv. If you make a Sarita with a Kli, it's also Chayiv. Meisrei Avakasha, it says Sarita Gedida Achasi. It's really the same type of a lav. Ela, so why does Torah say it separately for? Sarita Biyad, Sarita means you scratch yourself with your nails. That's the lav of Sarita. Ugedida Vakli. And Gedida, making a scratch, means with a knife. If you cut yourself with a knife, that's the lav of Lois is going to do. So, of course, not like Shmuel. Shmuel says, if you scratch yourself with a kli, you're chayiv. So, for instance, who the yom Reb Yosi? He owns the Reb Yosi. We had before. Reb Yosi says, Sarita Gedida is achasi. So, it's a machlokes. If Sarita and Gedida is one, or the separate loves, one scratching with your nails and one's with a knife. Tony will learn Tony Kamet Reb Yechanan. Al meis bein biyad bein bekli chayiv. If you scratch yourself because of a mace, whether you do it with your nails or whether you do it with the kli, you're chayiv. Al avodas kechavim, if somebody does this to be oivet avodah zorah, if there's a type of an avodah to scratch yourself in front of avodah zorah, then the lach is biyad chayiv the kli potter, because that's the derech avodah. The derech to be able to avodah zorah is to take a knife and cut yourself, mishem the avodah zorah. But there's no avodah of scratching yourself. So scratch yourself with your nails, you'll be potter. For the more of the Ipcha, it says just the opposite. If he is going to do, ki mishpatam b'charbois over mechoyim? Yeah. Elayma b'yad potam b'kli chayiv. It says, it says, chovim b'yad chayiv, just the opposite, I mean, b'yad chayiv, scratch yourself, yichayiv, b'kli potter. If you use a knife, you're potter. For the more of the opposite way, that to use charbois, they used knives to cut themselves in front of the Avodah Zorah. Elayma rather, the yad potter. If you scratch yourself, for shame, Avodah Zorah, you potter. That's not a derech Avodah. But the kli chayiv, if you do it with the kli, with the knife, then you chayiv. The other one says, the chayiv ala rosh shtayim. There are two pays. Mokhe rosheshes ben pirkei resha. He pointed with his face to show them exactly where the payas are by the two ends of the head. Again, he showed him between the ends of the payas. So Mashmi, you can't say this over. You need your Rebbe there to show you exactly where it is. Because like we said, there's big machlokes exactly where are the five payas. Some say it's right below the payas, and the other one is down by the end of your cheek over here, and the fifth one is over here by your chin, and the same way over here, and back over here. Some say it's a little bit this bone, some say this bone, here, some say here. That's all we say, is you stay away with a razor, do not use a razor on your face. We are a Zuckerstein, Mikamish, Mabia. Yes, we have a Lazda Reimer in Nortland. Kosovo, Chad Lavu, he holds us only one lav here. If you take off all the whole beard at one shot, you're only over one lav. They in the Chayiv, I should learn a Batar. The Mishnah now says you only chayiv, at least on your beard, if you use a razor. Here's the heter, some people want to use a shaver. Torah Rabbah wrote like this. The Pasuk says, pass the konim lo yigalechu. You should not cut off your beard. It says galechu, gimuch is a scissors. Yochai would have thought to say, afilu gilchu ben mifrayim yichayiv. maybe they just use the scissors to cut off your beard, your Rosh Chayiv. Talmudim, another pasuk says, Le Sashchit, you cannot destroy it. That means take out even close to the roots. Eloi Sashchit, if it says just Le Sashchit, Yochai would have to say, Im Lachtad, Im Lachtad, Rehitna Yechayiv, if you pull out your beard, you take tweezers and pull them out, Yechayiv, you're destroying your beard. Talmudim, the pasuk says, Le Yigalechu, you cannot cut it. Hakeit said, how do you have both? Ki luach sheyesh b'yashchasa. It has to be a cutting that cuts very close, that also looks like you destroyed it. Heviyam is that tar, that's a tar, that's a razor. A razor does two things. It cuts, and it comes very close. So of course the question is, what step if you use a shaver? Yeah. A shaver, it looks like does both also. So it's a question, what the heck of a shaver is. Some say, what's that from Moshe Feinstein used to say, that the heck of a shaver is not called giluach. It's not called cutting, it's called mushing. It's like the two pieces of metal, the blades, just mush the hair. It's not really cutting the hair. That's not called giluach. Giluach means cutting. They're just mushing the hair. Other people want to say it doesn't come that close, it's not called tar. Right. Yeah, right, right. Some people say even the shaver is also. Right. So that's the issue. The issue is not to make ashchasa with comes close. Right. The Rebbe right now, feeling licked to the malakit, ritni, ichayit, he was even pulling it out with a tweezers is chayit. For the mamonashach. E gomig zera shavli boitar. Tweezers is not enough, you have to cut. E lo gomig zera shavli hithraya nami. Maybe even a scissors is enough. The olam gomig zera shavli. He learns out a gzera shavli. Uksava hani nami gmuach avidi. He holds that's also called gmuach. Using a tweezers is also called the gmuach. You're like using a kli to pull it out. Rashi Gnuach Avdi, Hashchasasa Noisin Gnuach Leimer, Gnuach Mikri, the Derech Legalech Ben. Anything that's a Derech to do, that's Gnuach. Gnuach means it's a Derech. So the Derech to use a tweezer, so that would also be called the Gnuach. According to this Svara, if you use a shaving cream, that would also be Yosa. Like some people use powder. Powder is not called the Gnuach. But according to Rebbe Lezer, though, any Derech to cut off, that would also be Yosa. But we don't talk to Rebbe Lezer. We all know it has to be cutting. Therefore, shaving powder for sure is okay. Okay. Brother Justice, last Gemara went over fast last time. But the question is, there's a lav of Sarita, not to scratch yourself, not to make a scratch in your body. So we had a drosh that says, L'nefesh, that Yoni Chayv, if you do it on a mace, and then Reb Yosef made a drosha that if you make one sarita on five mason, you chayiv five lavs. Why? Because it says the pasuk lenefesh. The question was, lenefesh we used already, that you only chayiv a sarita if you do it on a mace. The top of Gemara says, Kesav Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef's shita was that sarita gedida achasi. The Torah says two lavs in the Torah. And according to Reb Yosef, you talk over two lavs. A sarita, it says, layusra two. Suratis, don't make a scratch. Then it says, no, it's good to do. A gedida for sure means with a knife, not to cut yourself. It says by gedida that you only chayv if you do it on a mace. So according to Rabbi Yosef, there's two lavs. If you'd make a sarita and a gedida, if you make a scratch, means if you scratch yourself with your nails, and if you cut yourself with a knife, according to Rabbi Yosef, you're over two lavs. If you do one chabur, according to Rashi, if you make one chabur, but kli ala mace, chayiv shnei lavim. According to Reb Yosef, you chayiv two lavs, mishum misrat and mishum megadet. So therefore, it says the word mace by gedida. So I know by sarita also it's only for a mace. So why does the prophet say lenefesh? The teacher says chiddush, if you make one sarita, one scratch on your body, because you feel bad about five different mason, you're over five different lambs. So the Gemara, is this true? Shmuel says, HaMesaret B'Kli Chayiv. Shmuel says, also in Chiddush, if you make a sarita, if you scratch yourself with a knife, you're chayiv. Not only with your hands, but even with your knife. Next, we have a question. It says, sarita gedida achasi. Really, it's the same type of a lav as sarita and gedida. Ela, but Shesrita the yad. That means with your hand, scratching yourself. That's the love. On a mace, you can't scratch. Because of a mace, you can't scratch yourself. Ugdida b'kli. What a book of mace is going to do, that means do not take a knife and cut yourself because you feel sorrow over a mace. So
So Yechur, you see, they're two separate loves, one scratching and one cunning. So how could Shmuel say that Mesaret Rekli Yechayiv for Mesaret? Here the Bresa says, Yoni Chayiv Mishum Gedida. So Mar says, sure, it's a Machlekes. Who the Yomik Rebbe Yossi. Shmuel goes like Rebbe Yossi. The Rebbe Yossi holds Sarito Gedida Achasi. It's the same love. Whichever one you do, whether you make a scratch or whether you cut yourself, you wrote the two loves. So Shmuel is saying a Chiddush then, that if you cut yourself, pshita, you're over gedida if you use the knife. But he says the chiddush, you're also over the lav of mesaret. So Shmuel holds like Rabbi Yosi that for each action, you're over two lavs. Now, Tony, Tony, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, al mace. If you cut yourself because you feel sorrow over a mace, bein biyad, bein bekli chayit, you receive malchus, whether you use your hands just to scratch yourself, or whether you use a knife to cut yourself, you have this lav. One lav could even be two lavs. If you over Rabbi Yosi, there are two lavs. What about al avodas kechodim? Means the case that you're worshipping avodas zora, al avodas kechodim. The other loch is biyad chayiv. If you do with your hand, hey, that's the derech avodosoi. Then you're chayiv. The kli potter. But if you the way you even avodas zora is with your kli, with a kli, then you're potter. If you cut yourself, and Rashi speaks out, mashma, that's the way they worship their avodas zora. If you would come and cut yourself, you'd be potter. So Moshe says no. For ipchak, the pasuk says just the opposite. It says we use goydidu, kimishpotam, becharovois, over mochim, that they use swords and spears, and that's the way they cut themselves. It's talking about the way they did for Avoy the Zohar. So you see clearly they used to use spears, they used to cut themselves with a kli. Elena rather said like this, biyad pota, if you just scratch yourself in front of the Avoy the Zohar, that's not the derech avoydom, therefore you pota. But the kli chayiv, if you do it with a kli, you cut yourself in front of an avodah zarah, that's derech avodosai, then you'll be chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, the chayiv ala rush, that if you cut off your payas on the sides, you're chayiv two malkasin. So where exactly are they? Mochi rosh sheish, how to show them, point, bein pirkei rosha, between the two prokim, the two bones of the head. As you say, there's two bones here, the top part of your skull and the bottom part of the skull, they meet by the temple. So by the two temples, that's where the payas are. Now, exactly what the lav is, that we'll soon see. The Mishnah after these two lavs of the face and the payas, the sides, and the beard, it says that this is only with a towel, with a razor. So there are some shittas that learn that it's only yes to cut your payas off also with the razors. But now with a razor, it's mutter. However, we're machmer to say no. But on the payas, it's also even misperayim cane tower. To cut it very close to the bone, where they say you should always leave over at least kedei achiza, that you could grab a hold of it by the payas. Then the Mishnah says, the ala zoken by the beard, shtayim mikan, shtayim mikan, v'yachas mimata. So there are two lavs on each side and one on the bottom. Where exactly are these 5 points? So again, it's hard to say, because you see, the Rebbe, Mochir Rashid, Rashid had a point, bein pirka dikna, between the bones, between the prokim, where the bones come together by the beard. By the jawbone, the top part of the jawbone, the bottom part of the jawbone, and by the chin. These are the 5 places. Rebbe Lezer in Mutlan, he says, if you take off the beard at one time, you only over one lav. Why? Because when it says, past the zakonam, he holds chad lavu, it's only one lav. But when it says one time, past the konam. We dash and it says, loshen zakonam, means the loshen rabbin, all different points of the beard. But he holds no, even if you take a razor and cut off your whole beard, Yoni Chayiv, one lav. Then the Mishnah says, V'yayna Chayiv Ashitlenu Batar. Says this in the Mishnah after the two lavs of the payas and the beard. So that's the question, does it go back to both parts, to the payas also that it's only over with a razor? That's the Rambam Shita. But the Mechab, we pass Glumach with the other Shita. That this Mishnah, part of the Mishnah only refers to the beard. By the beard there's a hector if it's not a razor. But by the payas it has to leave a little bit longer. Now, Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Upas the konam leigalechu." You're not going to cut off your beard. Since so, Yochai would have thought to say, "Afilu gilchu b'misparayim." Even if you use the scissors, a scissors is also called cutting. You cut off your beard, yechayiv. Tamalem, another pasuk says, "No leisashkes," that you're not allowed to destroy the beard. Now, ileisashkes, if the pasuk just says not to destroy it, Yochai would have thought to say, "Imelikto b'malakah b'vritni." If you just pull them out, if you use the tweezers to pull out the hair, maybe also yechayiv. That's called ashchosa. Hashchosa means you come, Rashi says, you come close to the root. You like cut it close to the root. And shit, if you pull out the root, you pull out the whole ear, you should be saif. At this time, Alem, the Pasuk says, no, lo yigalechu, says you're not allowed to cut the beard. But if you just pull it out, that's not called cutting, that's okay. Since so, Hakeit said, where exactly is the lav? It's giluach sheyesh pei hashchosa. And that's to have two things. It has to be cutting, you have to cut the beard, and also so close that you're destroying it. Have you aimed the tar? I'll tell you so, you only over if you use a razor. A razor has the two minus that it's cutting, and it comes very close. Whereas just the scissors, even though you do as close as you want, it's not close enough to make be called hashchosa. So again, we spoke about the question is, what exactly is the heter to use a shaver? So the Achronim say either one or the other. Some want to say it's not that close, that like a razor. A razor, the blade itself touches your flesh, whereas by the shaver, there's a shield in between, so some want to say. Some want to say, no, it is called hashchosa. It's pretty close, you can't see it. I think Rav Moshe Feinstein used to say that the Heteret says it's not called cutting, but it's called mushing. It's called like you look inside, it's always like powder. You don't see any pieces of hair. It's not called the geluach of cutting. It's a different type of a process. You say you have two metals rubbing together, it mushes the hair together. That's not called geluach. No, scissors will be okay. A scissors, the Gemara says, is called cutting. But there it's not so much the cutting of it, and more or less mushes it. Like rubs it to pieces, rubs it to tissues. Rubbing it is not called cutting. Cutting is cutting, and rubbing is rubbing. Now, Rebbe Lezer, I'm in the Mishnah, Fidlu Likta B'malakar V'hitni Yechayiv. He holds, even if you take tweezers and pull out your beard, also Yechayiv. The question is why? Manashach. Igom Egzereshavali Boitar. If he holds in his Egzereshavam, you have to have Giluach. That means like a tar, a razor that at least cuts. Here, pulling it out, there's no action of cutting. And Igom Egzereshavam, if he does not learn Egzereshavam, you learn each pasuk by itself. So that's where Ashchosa by itself is Chayiv. Therefore, pulling it out is Chayiv. If so, in Cain, Miss Brian Nami, Loi, it should be also to use the scissors on your beard because it's the Geluach. But if you learn each Pasuk separately, so the Pasuk says, do not cut, so even scissors also. And his Mashma, scissors is Mutta. It's only you can't destroy it. So why? Well, your element, the answer is, Gom Exereshava. He holds an Exereshava. You have to have two things, destroying and Derech of cutting. So, therefore, using a scissors is not destroying it. Therefore, it's Mutter. But Uksav, he holds, why is using a tweezers also? Haninami Giluach Avdi. It's all considered a cutting. Now, why is tweezers called cutting? It's not cutting, it's pulling out. So, in this Rashi says that he holds Giluach Avdi, Hashchasasa Maisi Giluach Kleimar. Giluach mikri de derech legalach ben. Anything that's a normal manner to take it off, that's called giluach. So the normal manner is to use the tweezers, that's also called giluach. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the chura using powder would also be yosa. Some people don't want to use a shaver, they use powder to burn off the beard. So if that's the derech bekach, that would also be called giluach. Like we hold, not like Rabbi Lezer, we hold powder, true, it destroys the beard, it's hashchosa, but there's no giluach involved. There's no action of cutting. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you do not read a real cutting. So giluach just means something that's a derech. It's normal thing to do it that way. So therefore, it's normal to pull out the beard, the same thing to use the powder. But we hold, like the Tanakhama, that it's only over, the veir is, with two things. There has to be a shchosa and a giluach. And that's a reason. Okay, now the Mishnah says, ha-kreisev k'soivas karka. If you write on your flesh like a tattoo, we'll soon see what that means. You first put ink there, and then you take a knife and cut yourself that the ink goes into your flesh. That's allowed. Kosav le karka. Let's say you just wrote. You put ink on your body, but you do not cut, or else karka. You cut. You cut yourself. But v'le kosav. You do not write. Einachay. That's not allowed. Achiyichtav yikarka. It's must first you have to write on your flesh, and then you take the knife and scratch yourself, and the ink goes inside and stays there. That's the law of Ksavas Karka. Now, Bidyoi, either you use ink, or Kachel, or with paint, or Vachol Davish Roshim, anything that stays, that you could see it. Not something that just goes away right away.
Right. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ein Echayev Atziyichtav Shem, Shom Es Hashem. He holds you only chayev unless you write on your body the shame of an Avodah Zorah. We'll soon see the Gemara says. Shinem, the prophet says, Uksoiv Askarko Letitnu Bachem, Ani Hashem. Mordash means Ani Hashem, and not V'loy Acher. Means do not write the name of an Avodah Zorah. Oh, Malay Rav Acha B'Rei the Rav Ashi. He says, Adiyichtav Ani Hashem Amish. What are you telling me? The Pasuk says, Uksoiv Askarko Letitnu Bachem Ani Hashem. So Ani Hashem is Mashmi, you're dashing that you have to write Ani Hashem. So Mashmi, you have to write Hashem's name Amish. Maybe the Kanuim would also be good then. Or Malay said back, Loi, that's not what I meant. But rather, Kedatoni Bakaporo, that Ein Echayev Achiyichtav Shem Avoides Kechovim. The law is only if you write the tattoo on your body the name of an Avoides Zorah. Why? Shinemba, because we're dashing like this. The Pasuk says, Uksoiv Askarka, Loi Titnu Bachem Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem Lo Yachar. I am Hashem Lo Yachar. Do not have somebody else, another name, an Avoides Zorah, written on your flesh. That's all he holds. We all, we pass on the letter of Hanukkama, Slav Daf, Kishem, Avoy Dezorah, any tattoo is awesome. Omer Rav Malkiyo, with an Aleph, Omer Rav Adam, Aravom, also Loi Liyodom, Sheitin Efer Makla, you can't take ashes from burnt wood, those ashes make an indention, permanent stain in your body, Agavim Akosai, if you have a wound, an open wound, there's blood, so these ashes are going to go into your body, and they'll make a stain there, that's the lav of Ksevas Karka. Or better, Mifnation nearest Ksevas Karka. Mashma, it's not the lav itself, because you did not make a karka. You did not scratch yourself here. You have an open wound already. Therefore, you should not do this. It's Marasayan. The ashes is going to stay there. There's going to be a stain in your body. And people will think that you put it there through a karka. People think you first cut yourself. So since it's a Marasayan, it's also to do it. Not also midiraisa, because you did not make the karka here, but a marasai, people think you did it, it's also. Omer Rav Nachman Brei de Ravika, Shepud, the aloha by the Shepud, he once had in Beyam, that's if the Shepud of a spit breaks on Yomtiv. Are you allowed to fix it or not? Is Ma'achshir Yechonefesh Mutam, another aloha Shvoches, Gemorang Subis, if you have a few maids in the house, how much work does your wife still have to do for you? The Gumois, Gemorang in Nida, When a lady first brings a Cyrus, a hair, to become a Gedolah, a Gumas means there's the hole there, even though the hair fell off. Just a hole in the body. Is that called a Simen godless or not? So, Rav Malkiyev. The one that said those halachas were with a Vav, Malkiyev. But Blurius, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah about giving a haircut to a guy, like an Indian, they used to leave the middle of the hair, the Shem Avodah Zorah, and just cut off the sides. For such a haircut, you have to be careful and stop cutting 3 inches before. And else, our loch here, Efer Mikla, if you have burnt ashes that you want to put on your wound, or else the loch of Gevina, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah about Gevina Sakim, a certain type of a cheese was also there. So Rav Malki with an Aleph, he said over these three halachas. He explained why the Gevina's Nike is also, because he used to smear Chazer on it. So even though the names sound alike, Malkiyov with a Vav and Malkiyov with an Aleph, you're telling them clearly don't make mistakes. Rav Popo argues and says, no, that's not the Seder. Rav Popo Rama Masnisa no Masnisa. If it's ever a Mishnah or a Braisa, it was Rav Malkiyov that said it, not Malkiyov. Ushmaitetor, just the Gemara, that was Rav Malkiyov. V'semnech, how could you remember this? Masnisa, Malkiyov. That a Mishnah is like a Melech, that came first, that Rav Malkiyov said. A thing that was said over in the Mishnah, the Braisa, that came from Malkiyah. So what is he arguing on? My b'nai l'ke b'naiu, Shvachis. The shaila is, who said this halach of Shvachis? And according to Rav Popo, Shvachis is the Mishnah, so it was Rav Malkiyah. And according to Rav Nachman, it was Rav Malkiyah with a Vav. Now Rav Bebi, Merbeba Bar Abaya, Kopet, he was Makbid, he was strict, that Afilu Arivdu de Kesuta. If you have a cut on your body, that was made through a surgeon, Rashi says. It means like a tool that the doctor cut you. So you have a wound there. He was mocked by even on such a wound not to put something like mercuricum there, because now it looks like the mercuricum will go inside the body. So even though you're doing it in a shame before, but there'll be a marasayan, people will think you're doing it in a shame service karka. You have an open wound there, and now you're putting the curicomb there, it goes into the body, or look under the skin. But Ravashi Yomar, no, that's mutter. As long as there's a wound there, and what you're doing now looks a little bit like medicine, people will know that what you did was the shem refuah and not the shem service karka.
So really, Rav Ashi is arguing on Rav Malkia. He said before, Eifa Machl is also, even though it's Agadi Makosoi, we pass on it, that we pass on its mutter. Anytime it's being done, Agadi Makosoi in the wound, we said it's for Makosoi Mechicholov, there's no marasayim.
There's no marasayim. Everybody knows what you're doing, it's a Zerufuwa. Even though the stain remains, he'll be mutter. Now the Mishnah says, Nozir shoy shoyse yain kolyon. A nozir has three lavs. A nozir is not permissible to drink wine, to touch mason, and to cut his hair. So Mishnah says each one. Let's say a nozir was drinking wine the whole day. Still ain chayiv el achas. The owner receives one malchus. If they warned him once in the morning, do not drink wine, he does not listen. He continuously drinks wine the whole day. Since there's only one asroah, it's considered like one long action, there's only one malchus. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That what makes something into two different actions for malchus, hasroah, if they warn you. If you only have one warning, what you do afterwards is all considered one long action. But if they warn you each few minutes, it's considered a second action to receive a second malchus. Therefore, omrul, if they tell you, al tishta, do not drink. Like they warn you every few seconds, who shoyse, and he continuously drinks, chai v'kolakas v'yachas. Every single warning they give you, that's mechalik, makes it for another action. So if every action is called a lav sheyes by maisa, you receive malchus. The same thing, hoyim etam ala meisim, kol hayom. If a nozir was touching masons all day, and chai v'lachas, they only warned him once in the morning, there's only one lav. Omrulah, they keep on warning him though, Al tatame, stay away. You're a nozir, there's a lav, not to touch your mace. Vu metame, he doesn't listen. If each hasroi continuously touches the mace, chai v'kolachas v'yachas. For every single hasroi they warned him, there's another malchus, it's still another action. That's machlokes. We'll soon see the Gemara here. And the third lav is, hoyi megalach kolayim. A nozir was cutting off his hair the whole day. Again, they only warned him once, ein echayv alachas. Even though he cuts off the whole day, he's doing an action the whole day, but since there's only one asroah, it's like one action, there's nothing to be mechalakit, there's only one lav, one malchus. Omrulah, if they keep on telling him, al tegaleach, do not cut, vu megaleach, he doesn't listen, he keeps on cutting, chayv alachas v'yachas. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. For every asroah, every time you warn him, that's mechalak. That's what divides up the actions. Now, somebody put on klayim, he's wearing shatnas, wool and linen together, and he leaves it on the whole day. It says, he's only chayiv one lav, if they only warned him once. What's going to be, omrulah, if they keep on warning him, al tilbush, do not wear this suit, it has shatnas in it. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah is, who poishet for leivish, he takes off the suit and puts it back on again. Chayiv kolachas v'yachas. For every warning, he's chayiv another malchus. So why? Because if he would just leave it on once, so true, every time they warned him, it's like a new action, but it's a lav shein by maisa. You're not doing the new action, it's on you already. Therefore, in order to receive a new malchus, you have to do a new action. So poishet the Mishnah means, you have to actually take off the suit, then put it back on again. So if every action of putting it on again, that's a lav sheish by maisa, and if you are warned in between, that's mechalik, therefore you receive a malchus for each time you are warned, but providing that you did the action of taking off and putting on again. Well, soon seeing the Gemara, one man the Yama says, no, you do not have to take it off, just leaving it on is also a lav. That's your case of just staying in the basic forest, we'll see. Now the Mishnah says, a chiddush, that